Hi guys, this is Step Up. So, I had an interesting dream last night. I dreamt a lot of different things, but the Lord only allowed me to remember one thing. And that one thing is very interesting, it's encouraging, but it's actually explaining the process of our transformation, as in the means, or I guess some insight to kind of the biological factor, the scientific knowledge behind this transformation that will occur of the elect being transformed into the light energy body as we will shine as the firmament and the stars. And so those who turn many to righteous, who serve the Lord as faithful sons and daughters, as the scriptures say in the Word of God. So these are things to remember when we are waiting on our Lord. And so you ask the Holy Spirit to help you do this because it's not by our might or strength, but it's allowing the light of God to shine through us, to work in us. And as the word says, we go from glory to glory. So we ever increase from light to lighter to lightness. So we increase in his spirit. We increase in our light, the Lord Jesus shining through us. If we seek him and abide in him and allow and ask and seek, that was 144, and seek where the power of God can work in us and through us in our lives. So we want to ask the Lord and commit to the Lord that we want more of his oil, his Holy Spirit, to keep this light growing, brighter and brighter, and to stay within us so we abide in him and he can continue to up his light can continue to abide in us. So this is an actual physical, physiological process that we are going through that is undetectable to the human eye. But the body is changing from within to without. So this is what this dream revealed. So I knew this was an angel of the Lord, and he was in front of me, and he was holding up a man's body, and he was transform and showing me the transformation process of this man's body from a normal human flesh body into this light energy body. And the angel was pointing to his heart, and he was also pointing to a gland, and it was a certain gland. I couldn't tell in the dream what it was, but I'll talk about that later. I've already received knowledge on this before and revelation on this before, so now I know this is further confirmation and understanding of this process. And I think the Lord's sending it now by his angel for encouragement that this is super close, but just, excite us that this is the thing, this is what awaits for us, to encourage us to, at this late, late, late hour, to seek out the blessed hope. Hold on to the blessed hope. Don't give up. So this angel was like basically teaching me exactly what the physiological process was happening. And he explained that it was a pressure applied to a gland, and that the gland would release a chemical or substance into, I guess, the blood stream of, and that would basically it would go throughout either the entire bloodstream or nervous system. And that would that fluid, it was either light or dark, and so the fluid would fill the whole body, and then the whole body would be transformed. So the fluid that came out of the gland was either light, like an actual light energy, you could see it glowing like this, and then, or it was dark. Okay. And there was two, basically two paths that you could have, either the dark the darkness in you, in your gland, in this substance, liquid in your gland, or the light in that gland. And so it was very important that the angel showed me that it was your heart that determined the transformation of this, the process and this development of this substance in your gland, that it was the condition of your heart. So I knew he was referring to loving God authentically and loving fellow mankind authentically. And so that love is what transforms that gland's substance. And this is a powerful substance. And so I seen it being released through this body, and the angel was explaining this to me. And then when I woke up, that's all I could remember. I couldn't remember nothing else. And I was like, okay, I guess, this is what you want me to speak on. So basically, the Lord Jesus is showing us, for encouragement's sake, that there's a gland, and it's called the pineal gland. It's found in your head. It's actually in the middle of your forehead, almost between your eyes, okay? And it's called the third eye because it actually sees like an eye. It has the lenses just like your eye has, the same, kind of like to be able to see the fractal light, to receive light in there, and to also project images in there too. So it literally is like the structure of an eye inside of your brain, kind of in between your eyes in the middle of your forehead. And this is known as the third eye in many cultures. And it really is just the way God communicates to his people. And the Lord Jesus showed me himself when he called me. And when I met him face to face, he showed me that that's how we were communicating. And so I already knew about this, but I didn't realize how this applied to the process of our transformation. And so it is everything scientific does support God. And anything scientific that doesn't support God, it's not accurate science, or it's not complete science, or it's misinterpreted science, because everything supports the true one and living God and his purposes and his ways, okay, and his will and his character and energy and life-giving. And and us serving him and knowing him. And so this is the cosmic antenna. It's a communication device, and this is where you get can see dreams and visions, whether you're sleeping or waking. And what it is actually the release of DMT. It's a chemical in the pineal gland, found there only, and it's been scientifically recorded that people can invoke spiritual experiences by increasing the release of DMT, or taking DMT, substance releasing in this gland, okay? And you can bring on visions and spiritual experiences. And so this is a big deal for, other religions, or even New Agers, because they are seeking after the truth. These are the truths of God, but they're seeking after the truth, but they're not all the way there. They've only gone and this is the problem also with the church, is because they're religious instead of spiritual. They close their minds off to how God can work. They put him in a box and they say, no, he's not to do with science, or no, he's not to do with our bodies, even though he created them so that we can commune with him. And what do you think Adam lost at the fall where he could not see visibly God again anymore. His pineal gland, okay, was basically, you can say, encrusted or calcified. It's covered. It's the veil that is over the eye. And it's not even your eyes. You know how, say, Paul's veil was lifted from his eyes? It's not his physical eyes that he sees the world with. It's the third eye, because that's the spiritual eye for the spiritual worlds. So that veil was removed, that calcification, that covering from his spiritual eye that God put in our brains as an antenna to experience our spiritual body to work with, you know. And remember, these bodies are also, the Lord will restore and renew these very bodies that we have and perfect them, and they will be our home for all of eternity. You know, even those who have passed on, their spirits will also be sent back to their bodies, and their bodies will be resurrected and put back together and glorified and transformed as well. Okay. In newness. So anyways, this is so exciting. And I love when the Lord Jesus reveals these mysteries, because it's just like, You think about this, and it's just the awesomeness of God. Like, you can't, it's uncomprehendable the things that he knows, can do, and has in store for us, guys. And the word says that. So, you know, unfortunately, this is where we are in our fallen state and in this current life, but that's okay, because our blessed hope, it's all for a reason, and our blessed hope is so close now, we can taste it. And the fact that the Lord is showing this transformation is even more encouragement for that. So what happens is this, and by the way, interesting fact, fluoride added to the water and in toothpaste calcifies your pineal gland at an accelerated rate. So it will actually coat it even thicker. And that's why in the Bible, it also says that your young man will see visions. Young people will see visions and old people will see dreams. It's because of the calcification, the advanced calcification as you age, the aging process, as well as the fact that there is substances being used against us so that we can, the powers to be, the evil elite, are trying to limit our connection with God. And you know that it's always been like that. They try to find ways to take us away from Christ and to cut us off from the living source of, you know, all eternity, you know, our Heavenly Father, Abba Yahweh, and his Son, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit. So this is the means of the way God created us, you know, in body and spirit to work together through this pineal gland, our third eye, to communicate with them and have spiritual experiences to commune with them. And there is power actually in this. It has the supernatural ability, because we only use about 30% at most of our brain, approximately. So this is going to actually create this chemical, is, and the release of this is going to allow the brain to be used 100%. And then with that will come supernatural abilities, such as you see sneak peeks of, you know, psychic and other creativity and other knowledge and things like that. You know, it will be able to tap into that eternal energy source that will utilize our full brain. So, but it's so interesting, because here, so like, you know, and the interesting about this is I've read some also New Agers talk about these things, and they know it's coming too. And they're communicating with fallen angels, though they call them with many names. They think they're aliens, or, you know, some of them know them as angels, but the, you know, it's the altar spirituality, the spirituality without the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, it's part truth and part lies, and that's what makes it dangerous, and that's what it attracts these people. So, you know, pray for them that they receive the whole truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the living truth of the living God in all things. Because you know what? This is the reason why people are drawn to these things, you know, because of the part truth in them. And then, you know, when you have the church not recognizing these scientific discoveries and advances and not connecting them to Christ, it's very dangerous, you know. Obviously there's going to be some scientific science that's pushed, like you know, that is going to just completely discard the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. We know that is fake science, right? We know that's an agenda. But there's legitimate forms of science and advances that we've acquired, and it does support the Bible, and it does support Jesus and all that he has in store for us. But anyways, it's interesting to say what they say about this, because they're talking about that it turns ourselves into the higher octaves of light, and changing our vibrational frequency has been explored extensively in previous chapters, which I believe summarize and add a few additional techniques, okay, to accelerate this process. Okay, so the process of transition into light is a gradual one. So I want to make this clear. The Bible actually says this, that's why it says you will go from glory to glory, which is actually from light to light. Okay, so this is a process of your body, and this is why the wise virgins are ready. Okay, because they're going through the gradual process. It takes time. It's a process for the elect. It takes time to make themselves ready. And this is why the virgins can't buy it, and you know, they are not prepared. They just can't get it. And like, you can't just say, "Oh, yeah, I'll make myself ready and then I'll be ready." You know, in one day or at the moment. No. You see, it doesn't work like that, because it's the Holy Spirit growing in you, working in you from glory to glory, from light to light. It's a gradual process of sanctification, and that's why the Bible talks about it in that way. Okay, so we're not matter one day and pure light the next. Our energy fields are infused with and realigned to light gradually, or else we would experience electrical burnout. So the interesting thing is they talk about the creation of the light body is due to the planet's current transition process and is not an optional experience or process. So I believe this could be due to Nibiru and its planetary system's powerful gravitational effect coming into place. And they're going to bring the judgments and wrath of God and great tribulation, but it's also going to bring the transformation of those you know, to reveal who they are. Therefore, light will become complete light, and darkness will in somebody will become complete darkness. And that's why when the light is taken, that the scriptures say everybody is dark. Everybody, and it's a complete darkness, and everything is dark, and darkness falls. And it's not just, it'll be a physical darkness, it'll be a spiritual darkness, and it'll be the darkness of the people and the you know, it'll be just total darkness in every possible way. But this is what the Bible in Matthew 6, the lamp of the body, this is your lamp. Take your lamp to go meet Jesus. Hint, hint. Oh my gosh, you know, like, guys, look at this. This is undeniable. The lamp of the body, where you should be putting the Holy Spirit light, the extra oil, the Holy Spirit, to keep it lit, the oil to keep the light of Jesus in you, the goodness of Christ, the love of Christ, the love, the love, the love, the love, the love of Christ, the love of Christ for God, and the love of Abba Yahweh and for the Father, and the love of Christ for others. The love, the love, the love. I cannot say that enough. The love of Christ. The two commandments that all commandments hinge on. It's right there, guys. So, 22, the lamp of the body is the eye, not eyes. And if you look at the original, you know, the Greek, And he, the Greek of this, it actually says like ein, like I, one eye. Is therefore your, it, if therefore your eye singular is good, your whole body will be full of light. The lamp of the body is the singular eye, your spiritual eye, the pineal gland. But if your eye, singular, is bad or evil, works of darkness, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And then the same goes for the light of goodness, the light of the love of Christ. Your whole, if the light of the love of Christ is found in you, your whole body will be light and become light, the light of Christ. So this is actually describing the chemical process, the biological process, and the transformation of glorified bodies. And thus, this is to go on. You cannot serve God and riches. Therefore, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is the world, money, worldly things. Money is the root of all evil. If you're concerned with the riches and the things of this world, like Lot's wife, don't look back. This is the warning. Choose you this day whom you serve, because Christ is coming and he's revealing his mysteries in his word, in these last days to encourage us and to keep us awake and wise. And we realize that this is a process of sanctification, okay? And we cannot underestimate this. So upon the closest approach, and Christ is coming with this planet, the wrath of God is coming, and Christ to deliver his elect, to spare them as the Church of Philadelphia, those who serve him. Okay, the 144,000 will be transformed into light and taken. So this, the angel of the Lord revealed that it is actually this process of sanctification, that we are actually changing ourselves in a biological, chemical way through the love we have for Christ and others, and Abiyahu, our God, our Heavenly Father in heaven. It's transforming us, and it's starting in the this gland. This is where it's what's in your heart, and in that fuels the development of this liquid in your gland. And then once the seal or the this covering or veil is removed and broken and removed, it will open up completely the spiritual world. Your eyes will be o opened. Your eye will be open to the spiritual world, and your body will be transformed so that you can have a spiritual body like Christ, spiritual physical body. So we can have that, the 144,000. Hallelujah. It's amazing. This is so amazing. Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you so much. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Ruach HaKodesh. So this is in Revelation 4:1. Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and him with 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. So this is the seal of the living God. And that's why the 144,000 are sealed on their foreheads. It's actually the sealing of the third eye or the spiritual eye, the pineal gland. That's the science behind it. Okay, that's the ceiling. Because this is, again, this is between the eyes, closer to the forehead. Okay, the middle of the forehead between the eyes. It's the third eye, okay? It's literally an eye. Okay. But it's your spiritual eye. So this is, again, I've shared this before, but I seen myself when nukes were coming down, or a fire judgment of some kind were coming down, and I knew it was an exchange between United States and Iran, because those were the two countries that were I seen that were focused on that had nuclear bombs going off in them. Okay. And it seems in various places, both in the United States and definitely in Iran. And then I was taken up immediately, like just like one moment, I knew I was on the earth, and then boom, I was just up in the air watching this happen. And instantly, with standing beside my Lord Jesus Christ, and then with me and Jesus were the 144,000. Okay. And we all had the image of Christ on us. So we had all become the love of Christ, the love transformed by the love of Christ. We have learned to love like him, to love God like him, and to love people like him. And so we all transformed into the light of Christ. And it was a beautiful thing. So that's what I want to share with you. And that's the first departure. And there will be three departures. And I've shared this before, but I'll share it again. So that's what an angel of the Lord told me in audible word. There will be three departures. And first are the wise who will shine bright, the elect, the 144,000. Second are the righteous, and that's the great multitude, man-child, birth before the throne. And third is the, oh, his voice cut out. So I am kind of getting an understanding that it might be 5 months of tribulation for the third departure, but I can't say that for sure. I can't say that for sure. I still have to investigate that more, study it out, and the scriptures, and pray on it. But anyways, regardless, I know the first two departures are not far away from each other. They could be even a matter of 2 weeks, as little as 2 weeks, as most of 40 days of testing. So interesting, interesting. So I really hope this encourages you guys, and that you see that this is truth in the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father. And wow, guys, this is really happening. This is really gonna happen. So the Lord wanted me to leave you with some scriptures on the day of the Lord. Because this is the timing for when that comes, when he brings his righteous anger and his wrath, which is not God's wrath. It's not the day of God's wrath, not Abba Yahuwah, the Father's wrath. It's the day of the Lamb's wrath. And so this is what his elect have not been appointed. So it's different, okay? There's different stages of judgments and testing and cleansing. So those who haven't prepared themselves, haven't made themselves righteous in the robes of the Lord's blood, repenting in his blood, put on his blood. Come on, just repent. Give it up to the Lord, whatever it is. He will help you. He promises. He's capable, and he will justify you, and he'll help deliver you. Who the Son sets free, free indeed he shall be. And it's a sanctification process. It's not about being perfect. It's about giving it up to the Lord and allowing him to transform you. But it's the desire in your heart, okay? For in your heart you believe, and then by word you confess. So not only word, but also deed. And it's not your works. It's you being touched by the Spirit, and the Spirit working in you through your voice, through your body. Being one with Christ, okay? So, and this in the spirit of our Lord, in this Holy Spirit. So, okay, Zephaniah 3:8, therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up as a witness, indeed, my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out on them my indignation, all my burning anger, for all the earth will be devoured by the fire of my zeal. Romans 2:16. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus. So that's the condition of your heart for the transformation process that will happen either to darkness or to light, complete darkness or to complete light. Everything will be made bare and uncovered when the Lord comes, and he will break the veil down. And what is the veil? The veil is around your spiritual eye, the third eye. It is encasing it. He's going to break it down for everyone, and all will see clearly. So, Revelation 6, 15 to 17, then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? So with that, I pray that you heed the Lord's warning. Know that his wrath has been lit. It's only a matter of time. He told me that in 2015 to call me to minister and collect the last of his sheep, and to do this in many ways. So part of this is receiving dreams and visions. So this is a true revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ given to me by one of his angels, and it's for you to encourage you and know that the day of the Lord is upon us, and that if you want to escape, you need to repent and rely on the Lord to guide you and transform you from glory to glory, light to light, by the power of His Holy Spirit in you. Okay? So I pray and hope this encourages you and blessed you as it has me, and may the peace of Christ be with you and all your own. Amen.